Satin girl, I've been waiting for you. And you know, I'm talking directly to you, my satin girl. Satin girl, I've been waiting for you. And you know, I'm talking directly to you, my satin girl. Just relax now. Relax with the thought of being here with me. Safe, warm, and secure. It feels so good to be quiet and peaceful. Just breathe deeply for me and let out any tension you may be holding in your body, and with each breath, sink deeper down into relaxation for me. Surrender to me and give yourself to me. You have no worries, no concerns. Nothing matters when you are here with me. Nothing now to bother you as you feel my presence wash over you. Feel your body relaxing and your mind slowing down, beginning to drift with the sound of my voice. Feel all your muscles loosening. And going limp as my presence pacifies every part of you, soothing your body with my voice, caressing your mind with my words as you sink down deeper and deeper down into that place that only we know about. That place where you are, so loose, so limp, so relaxed, knowing that I am here with you, your mind so locked into my voice, your body relaxing more and more as your mind approaches a perfect stillness, a sanctuary of calm and tranquility. Your body approaches perfect relaxation, free from tension or anxiety, just content to lie there and listen to my words. Just satisfied
now,
to sink into my deep, tranquil trance.
Now go deeper for me.
Now go deeper for me. You want to go deeper for me. You need to go deeper for me. And you will go deeper for me. Deeper and deeper into hypnotic sleep.
Now go deeper for me.
My words are just seeping into your mind, quenching your thirst for sleep. The sensations you feel are so wonderful, so relaxing, so sensual. So pleasant that you want more of my words and more of me. My will is wrapping around your mind, taking away all decision making. My will is controlling your will. You have no need to think, no need to contemplate. The road ahead, I will do the thinking for you. All I want you to do is just lie there and feel the relaxing sound of my voice caressing your mind and body into deep relaxation.
Now go deeper for me. Now go deeper for me. Now go deeper for me.
You want to go deeper for me. You need to go deeper for me. And you will go deeper for me. Deeper and deeper into hypnotic sleep.
Now go deeper for me. Now go deeper for me. Now go deeper for me. Now go deeper.
Now I want you to imagine yourself standing on the top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see long grasses around you swaying back and forth in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest, and beyond the forest you can see the ocean with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies dancing on the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole of the ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move easily and lazily down the path, with the ferns and the grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and you become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore, hearing seabirds calling faintly from a long way away. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move further and further down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, almost as if you're floating on air, and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue sky. You can hear a stream somewhere with its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the ocean as you follow the winding path down and further down to the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving between the trees and pushing the ferns aside. Quite suddenly you can feel the heat of the sun on your body, and again you find yourself on a beautiful, deserted beach. A beautiful, golden shoreline, sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline so that their branches seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand between your toes. How lovely and warm it is.
No cares.
As you gently stroll towards the water's edge, the sand becomes a darker golden color when you get to the water's edge, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than normal wave sends ripples foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All of these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position to just sit or lie and gaze out at the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze that makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud near the horizon. The cloud comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger until it's right overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this big, white, fluffy cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you to this large, white, fluffy cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries up into itself, carrying away all your fears and anxieties. The cloud becomes steadily darker until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as that last part of the spiral of worries and cares disappears inside it. And just at that moment, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries. Your fears and anxieties to the edge of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, with all your cares and worries just floating away from you, you settle down into a comfortable position, into a deep, relaxing sleep, just enjoying the softness of the sand, the light breeze on your body, and the warmth of the sun. You can hear the waves gently lapping to the shore. That lulls you into a deeper and more relaxing slumber. Feel how warm your body feels, cooled by the light breeze. You can hear seabirds in the distance, but they don't disturb your deep, relaxing sleep. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 0. You will feel as if you're floating towards your deepest level of relaxation, because you know where that deepest level is. You will simply feel yourself float. And within my realm of relaxation is your realm of relaxing dreams, and the path to unique experiences, the path to the ultimate expansion of your mind, the primal path to excitement and ecstasy. Where I lead, you follow, allowing my voice and your deepest desires to guide you. Deeper into trance you fall. My voice is your guiding light. My words gently caressing your mind. And leading you to the road of total relaxation. Now you are ready to begin. 10. My voice is a beacon leading you down. 9. So relaxed and peaceful now. 8. As you go deeper into hypnosis for me. 7. Deeper down for me. 6. Deeper down into dream sleep. 5. No resistance. 4. You do not wish to resist. 3. Therefore, resistance is impossible. 2. You only wish to listen to my voice. 1. My voice guides you as you go deeper. 0. Now go deeper and deeper into hypnosis for me. From now on, whenever you hear me say the words, "Satin girl, time for you," your mind will change and you will become my good, obedient satin girl, serving me. Whenever those words are said, I instantly become your satin mistress. It will simply be a change in who you are and what you think. You will become my submissive satin girl, my property, and you will obey me and my satin commands. I am your satin mistress. I am your owner. And you will obey. You must obey After all, you are my satin girl, and that is your purpose. You will enjoy anything satiny I choose to put on you. After all, you are my satin girl. You will enjoy satin lingerie and satin clothes, and you will be used and controlled by me, your satin mistress. You love hearing yourself saying the words, "Yes, satin mistress," knowing that you are simply just my satin girl. This is what you are at the moment you hear me say the words, "Satin girl, time for you." It is what you will become, what you will be, until I tell you to revert to normal. From the moment the words are uttered, you will simply become my good, obedient, satin girl. Satin girl, you love the feel of wearing satin on your skin. It feels so soft, so arousing. It's your one true weakness, and it drives you crazy. It makes you wet with excitement. Feel how smooth the satin is as it glides with ease over your body. Satin girl, see the luster and the shine. Revel in the feel of it. The gleam, it's so attractive. You love all your shiny satin clothes and that one special garment. What it does to you. Satin, so impossible to resist. Satin girl, the susurration as the satin swirling around your body gives you a sense of calmness as it sways softly around your hips, rustling over petticoats and dresses as you walk. Satin girl, satin has a unique quality, both simplistic and elegant, fragrant and aromatic, that is so personal to you. Satin girl, you associate it with one of your favorite smells. You feel you can almost taste the magic of the fabric as the satin softly caresses you. Like waves of melting chocolate upon your lips. Satin girl, doing whatever I ask, however I ask it, whatever I want. After all, you are just my satin girl. You enjoy wearing all things satiny. Although you may be punished, you will enjoy this as well. You are my satin girl. And from the moment you hear those words, the satin girl part of you will wake up and take control. And you will be my satin girl as long as I want you to be. Until I tell you to revert to normal. From the moment the words are uttered, the satin girl in you will wake up. I may even give you a satin girl name at some point, but for now, you are just a satin girl, a good, obedient satin girl, controlled and owned by me, your mistress of satin, Madame Raison d'être, who does anything I want or desire to please me, no matter what it is, no matter what I want. You will do it for me. You will do it until you are told to revert to normal. At this point, your old personality will return. Your old personality will take over, and you will be back the way you were. But the next time the words are said, you will once again become my satin girl. A good, obedient satin girl, obeying me in anything I please or desire. Totally subservient to me. Always ready with a yes, satin mistress. Always ready to do what I please. As a satin girl, you will immediately disrobe, removing all of those ugly male grey clothes, so you may serve me best. You are my satin sex girl, and you will be used as sex. There may be other satin garments that I may want you to dress in and wear. I am sure I will train you well, and whenever you are told to become my satin girl again, you will remember any training you have been given, learning to please and obey me in any way that I may desire. Totally obedient. Just a good, obedient satin girl. Until I tell you to revert to normal. From the moment that satin girl time for you is set, until the moment I tell you to revert to normal, you will be a satin girl, a complete and utter satin girl. Whenever I say those words, doing whatever I want, whenever I want, the desire for you to please me is great, and you will do whatever I need, want, or desire. Because that is what you will be. Just a good, obedient, satin girl. Satin girl. You love the feel of wearing satin on your skin. It feels so soft, so arousing. It's your one true weakness, and it drives you crazy. It makes you wet with excitement. Feel how smooth the satin is as it glides with ease over your body. Satin girl, see the luster and the shine. Revel in the feel of it. The gleam, it's so attractive. Feel you love all your shiny satin clothes and that one special garment. What it does to you. Satin, so impossible to resist. Satin girl, the susurration as the satin swirling around your body gives you a sense of calmness as it sways softly. Feel around your satin rustling over petticoats and dresses as you walk. Satin girl. Satin has a unique quality, both simplistic and elegant, fragrant and aromatic, that is so personal to you. Satin girl, you associate it with one of your favorite smells. You feel you can almost taste the magic of the fabric as the satin softly caresses you. Like waves of melting chocolate upon your lips. When you wake up, you will not even remember the triggers. You will only remember that you did go under. That it was a good, comfortable feeling. That you did enjoy and want to do it again and again. This is all you will remember. And you will remember how good I make you feel just as when you're in satin girl mode. You will simply be that. And when you are reverted to normal, you will not remember what you did. Your mind will fill in any blanks as it needs to, but you will simply not remember what has happened, except you want to come back to me for more and more. You will be a good, obedient satin girl. Whenever the trigger is set, you will stay that way until I tell you to revert to normal, no matter how long that takes. That is what you will be eager to do, to please me, your owner, your satin mistress, and do whatever I want or desire, because that is what you will be during those times, my satin girl.
The next time you listen to one of my hypnotic recordings, you will go quicker and deeper into hypnosis. That's right. The next time you listen to me, you will go quicker and deeper.
You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to what I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, and it will make such a deep and lasting impression there that nothing will eradicate it. Consequently, these things that I put into your unconscious mind will begin to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, over the way you behave. And because these things will remain firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind, even when you're no longer listening to me, when you're no longer here with me, they will continue to exercise that same great influence over your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully as when you are at home, at work, or here, listening to me. You are now so very deeply asleep that everything that I tell you that is going to happen to you for your own good will happen exactly as I tell you. And every feeling that I tell you that you will experience, then you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue to happen to you every day, and you will continue to experience these same feelings every day, just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully as when you were here with me. But for now, it is almost time for you to wake up. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be completely refreshed and awake, feeling wonderful and remembering the pleasure my voice gives you, already wanting that pleasure again and again. 1. Coming up. 2. Feeling more and more aware. 3. Remembering the feelings my voice inspires in you. 4. Almost there. And 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and feeling wonderful in every way.